Okay, good morning. So today's daf is Zvachim daf Yud Dalet. We left off Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And once again, as it often is, Kenny, it's me and you, the Chavrusa, at least for the first couple of minutes. So we left off actually in the middle of a conversation. So we're going to back up a couple of lines. We're going to restart. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. So what we have been discussing yesterday was whether the tefilas etzpa of the Kohen by the Chatas HaPnimis, where tefilas etzpa is not usually one of the avodas, dipping the Kohen's finger into the blood is not usually one of the avodas, but it is an avoda that's specified by the Chatas HaPnimi. If you have a machshava about that avoda or during that avoda, would that render the animal pigul? Or if you have a shelo lishma avoda, a shelo lishma machshava during that avoda, is it going to render the carbon ineligible? And the debate that we had seen was, is pigul or machshava of shelo lishma valid only when it is had during one of the four core avodos? Or is it possible to have the machshava of pigul or shelo lishma when you have in mind that machshava by any critical avoda that's critical to that korban, even if it may not be one of the four avodas? So we're going to back up a little bit. We're going to pick up with that discussion. Along the way, we're going to see an interesting aura about what it means to take something, what a lekicha means, and we'll see if it has application in other areas of halacha. And then we're going to get to a discussion of a hiluch of halacha, and we saw the machlokas in the Mishnah. Does a machshava by halacha have the ability to passel the korban from pigul, right? In other words, if I have a machshava during the halacha, is that considered to be a passeling machshava? And the question is halacha a critical avoda? Because it's possible to shech the korban in a location where you actually don't have to be molech the dam to the mizbeach, because you could shecht it right alongside the mizbeach and then just do the zrika right after that. So we're going to see a whole bunch of situations, a whole bunch of fact patterns that are going to govern whether you might be chayev for a machshavas pigul by the halacha or not. We're going to see maybe a little bit about what happens if a zar does the halacha. We're going to see a little bit about, and this is all the way at the end of the daf, not sure we're going to get there, halacha shelo beregel, if you do a halacha in a manner that's other than walking with something, which is, of course, the normal way to do the halacha. So we'll see all of that, hopefully, in today's shir. But again, we left off Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we have to back up. It's 10 lines up from the bottom. The first word on the line is motzi, and we're going to start from the fifth to last word on the line, which is amar. So says the Gemara, amar of mari afana nami tanina. We also learn a braisa, and again, what we're discussing is we're discussing whether the tefilas etzpa of the kohen by the chatas hapnimi, machshava by that avoda, by that action, can render the korban pigul. So says the Gemara, zeha klal kola komets, that anybody who does the kmitza, a kohen who does the kmitza by a korban mincha, v'nosim b'kli, and puts the komets in the kli, v'amolech, and somebody who's molech the komets to the mizbeach, v'amakter, and somebody who burns the komets on the mizbeach, a machshava by either, by any of these avodos, is enough to passel the korban. So says the Gemara as follows. Zabishlama komets, hainu shochet. So I understand that kmitza is analogous to shchita, because the is analogous to shchita, because as we saw yesterday, shchita means the slicing of the animal's neck, the shchita of the animal's neck, and the thing that causes the blood to flow forth. So too, kmitza is the thing that permits the komets to be separated from the mincha. So the ikur of the mechaper, of the machshir by a korban, is the blood. The ikur machshir by the mincha is the komets, and so the kmitza is analogous to the shchita. Molech, hainu molech. Halacha is halacha. It's easy. Makter nami, hainu zorek. And the makter, the aktaras, the hakomets on the mizbeach, is akin to zrikas dam on the mizbeach. Elanosim bekli meinenu. But what is this act by the korban mincha of nesinas komets bekli, that machshava during that act can render a pigle? What avoda is that act analogous to? So says the Gemara, ilema d'dami l'kabbalah, if you want to say that nesina b'kli is like Kabbalah. So says the Gemara, mi dami hasam, by blood, m'mela. By blood, the way that you're makabal the dam is you shech the animal, you slice its neck, and the blood just me'elav spurts out and it's caught in a receptacle. You leave a receptacle on the floor, the blood's going to go into the receptacle. However, halcha iu kashakel varami, over here by mincha, it's not like that because the kometz doesn't miraculously flow into the kli. The kohen has to put it there, and therefore it's not an analogous avoda. So says the Gemara, Ela kivan dlo sagi dlo yoiv, Elamai, what's the bottom line? Since it's impossible to transport the komets to the mizbeach unless you put it in the kli shares, unless you put it in the kli that you're makabel. Why? Because the komets has to be huktash in a kli shares, and so despite the fact that it's the kohen putting it into the kli using his own effort and using his own energy under his own strength, the kometz has to wind up in the kli. Since it's indispensable, just practically, therefore it's considered to be an avodah chashuva. Ah, so hachanami, also by the tefilas etzba of the kohen, by the chatas hapanimi, kivan lo sagi dlo ovid, dlo ovid lo al karche chaynu halacha. Therefore, by the tefilas etzba of the kohen, since it's impossible that he wouldn't do the avoda because the pasuk talks about tefilas etzba, therefore the tefilas etzba is considered to be a halacha. Why is tefilas etzba considered to be a halacha? If anything, I would consider it to be maybe a kabbalah or maybe a type of zrika. So Rashi explains, because what the kohen does is the kohen is tovel his finger in the blood, and then he walks over to the mizbeach in order to sprinkle the blood from his finger onto the mizbeach, and therefore tefilas etzba has the status of halacha. So says the Gemara, lo liolam de dami la kabbalah. Really, tefilas etzba is considered to be the placement of the kometz in the kli is considered to be a kabbalah. And you ask that it's not a kabbalah because the kabbalah by yeshchita is that the blood just flows into the kli. The kabbalah by the kmitza is that the kohen physically by his own force puts the kometz into the kli. So that's not really a distinction. Kivan the idividi matam kliu mali mamela mali shakol v'yoiv. Since either way, it's ultimately an aspect of the carbon, an important aspect of the carbon winding up in the kli. Doesn't make a difference whether it winds up there mamela, or it doesn't make a difference whether it winds up there under the kohen's own force. Therefore, it comes out, the reason that nesina b'kli is mefagel is because it is like the avoda of kabbalah. And it's only because it's like the avoda of kabbalah that it's mefagel. The fact that it's losagi le'belav hachi, the fact that it's indispensable to this karbon, doesn't make a difference enough. It doesn't matter enough to render it pigel. The only way it's rendered pigel is if it's one of the dalid avodos alone. So says the Gemara, three lines up. So lema katanoi, let's say that it's like a machlokas tanoim. The tani chada, tefilas etzba, mefagelas pechatos. We have one brisa that tells us that tefilas etzba is mefagel. The tani yidach, lo mefageles, velo mispageles. It's not mefagel, and it's not mispagel. In other words, a machshava that the kohen has during tefilas etzba legabe, let's say, aktaras emurim, is not mefagel. And a machshava that the kohen has during the shechita, that he's going to be tovel his etzba in the blood the achar zman, also doesn't cause the animal, also doesn't cause the korban to become pigel. So my love tanoihi, so doesn't this mean that it's a machlokes tanoim? And what is Rashi explains? My love tanoihi, demar choshev la halacha, umar lo choshev la halacha, that one man the amar holds that tefilas etzba bikli is like halacha, and therefore it has the ability to be mefagel because it is considered to be one of the four kor avodos. The other mandi amar holds that tefilas etzba is not like halacha, and because it's not one of the four kor avodos, and machshava during that avoda cannot be mefagel. So says the Gemara, lo ha rabbanan va reb shimon. What they're arguing about is. Whether this is called a halacha, is whether you're chayiv for halacha at all. So we saw the machlokas in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon said that you're not chayiv for machshava al gabay halacha at all. So the machlokas is not whether it's a halacha, Everybody agrees it's halacha. The question is whether you're chayav for halacha. So says the Gemara, I Rabbi Shimon, my area tefilas etzba. But why are we then talking about the case of tefilas etzba? Ha amar kol she'ena alam esbeach chachitzon kishlamim ein ba mishum pigel. Rabbi Shimon is the one who said that we learn all of the halachas of pigel from shlamim because the basic set of halachas of pigel are written lagabe a carbon shlamim. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that anything that's not brought on the mizbeach achitzon like a shlamim doesn't have a din of pigel at all, and therefore a chatas hapnimi doesn't have any din of pigel because it's not brought on the mizbeach achitzon like a shlamim. And so therefore, why are they arguing about tefilas etzba? And tefilas etzba is like halacha, and is halacha mefagel or not? There's no din. There's no inyan of pigel by a chatas hapnimi according to Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, Elahava Rabbanan. You're right that both of these brises are authored by the Rabbanan, below kasha, and there's no kasha between the brises. It's not a stira. Why? Because Khan, when we talk about the tefilas etzba not causing or not being subject to the laws of pigel, is bechatas hachitzona by the outer chatas. And remember, the outer chatas doesn't talk at all about tefilas etzba. The only chatas that talks about tefilas etzba is the inner chatas. So when we say that the dipping of the finger can't be mefagel, that's by the outer chatas because there is no dipping of the finger. The Gemara is going to ask, of course, there is no pigel by the outer chatas by dipping of the finger because you don't do it, but we'll get to that in a minute. So kan bechatas achitzona, achitzonos kan bechatos apnimios. And over here where we say it is pigel, is by the chatas hapnimis. So says the Gemara, chatas achitzonios pshita loksibu v'tavel. By chatas achitzona, there is no inyan of the Kohen to dip his finger into the blood and then sprinkle it. So of course, tefilas etzba is not going to be mafagal by the chatas achitzona because you don't do tefilas etzba. That's crazy. So says the Gemara, itzterich. So says the Gemara, no, we still need to teach it. Salkadai techamina, I would have thought, Hol v'ksiv v'lokach, because it says in the pasuk v'lokach, which is mashma that the kohen has to take the blood himself. V'i asikof ramiluhu idi boy lemishkal zimnach rita. And let's say if a monkey came and put the blood on the kohen's finger, that's not good enough. The kohen is going to have to take the blood again himself. Kiman dekasa v'tavel dami. It's as if the pasuk had said v'taval, because the only way for the kohen to get the blood on his finger is if he dips it in himself. So once the pasuk tells me v'lokach that the blood has to be on the finger through the kohen's own power, the only way to get it there is if the kohen dips it in. Kamash malan lahachi loksiv v'taval. That's why it doesn't say v'taval. The mashmahachi umashmahachi. In other words, it teaches me that the Kohen, yes, does have to get the blood on his finger himself, but it also teaches me that there is no pigel. Because if the din of pigel were shayach here, it would have used the word v'taval. It doesn't use the word v'taval to teach me that there is no din of pigel, even though, yes, the Kohen has to get the blood on his finger himself. So just very briefly, outside over here, so it's apparent from the Gemara, then when it says v'lokach, it means that you have to do the action yourself. So the Rishonim and the Achronim also have a good time here trying to figure out whether elsewhere in the Chumash, where the Torah uses the word v'lokach, doesn't mean that you actually have to pick the thing up yourself. And the first example that comes to mind is Arba Minim on Sukkos, where it says ulakachtem lachem. So does that mean that you have to pick up the lulav yourself in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Dalad Minim on Sukkos? So the Marome Sada says over here, and I saw this all on the Daf Yomi Insight. So the Marome Sada says that yes, we taka learn from this Gemara that you should pick up the lulav yourself rather than have somebody else hand you the lulav from its resting place, because it says ulakachtem, and ulakicha means something that you pick up yourself. Although then the Marome Sadeh quotes that in the name of others, but then he says he doesn't really think that that's the case. Why? Because we also know the halacha is, let's say if you pick up the lulav and esrog before the zman ha-mitzvah, let's say you pick it up very early in the morning before the time for the kiyam ha-mitzvah, and then you wait a little bit, bit, a couple of minutes pass, and now it's the zman for kiyam mitzvah. Can you just make the bracha, shake the lulav, and be done with the mitzvah, or do you have to put it down and pick it up? So the halacha is that you don't have to put it down and pick it up again. It's enough to keep it in your hand. So they say the reason for this, is that because the person who picks up the lulav before the time that the mitzvah arrives to be mekayim the mitzvah still actually performs a maisa, and that's why he doesn't have to pick it up and put it down again. Even though he didn't pick it up in the zman mitzvah, it's enough because he did exert his effort to pick it up. Masha ein kein, if a kohen is there, and instead of dipping his finger into the blood, a monkey comes and puts the blood on his finger, the kohen hasn't exerted any of his own effort. And the problem is that you have to exert some of your own efforts, whether it means that you pick it up or that you accept it from somebody else or whatever, that you pick it up even before the Zman, at least you have to do something. It's not enough that like, for example, miraculously, if the Lulav and the Esrog would materialize in your hand, then that wouldn't be good probably, because you need a Lakicha, which means that you have to use your own power. Okay, so back in the Gemara. Two dots. So Reb Shimon Machshir b'Hilach. Reb Shimon had said that there is no such thing as a Machshavas Pigel by Hilach, by Halacha. Some Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Mode Reb Shimon ba'Halachas Chatos HaPnimios. That Reb Shimon is mode by Chatos HaPnimi, she Machshava Poseles Behu. That the Machshava of Pigel does passel by the Chatos HaPnimi, Hoel v'Avoda Shein Yachol Levatla, because it's an Avoda that cannot be ignored over here by the Chatas HaPnimi. And Rashi explains why Sheyefshar Levatla is about a third of the way down to Lav Orech Ara Lishchot Behechel, because the point of the Chatas HaPnimi is that instead of the blood being applied to the Mizbeach, which is in the Azara, the blood is going to be applied to the Mizbeach that's in the Hechel. And lav orach ara lishchot behechel. And you don't shech the animals in the hechel. You're shechting animals in the azara. V'al karcho u'shokto ba'azara malicho behechel l'karnos ha'mizbeach pnimi la'azos paroches. So it says Rashi that you can't dispense. The whole reason that Rav Shimon said that the machshava by halacha doesn't invalidate the korban is because halacha is a dispensable avoda. You don't have to do the halacha. But over here, because you could shecht it right on the side of the mizbeach. But by the chatas ha'pnimi, e'efshar to shecht it on the side of the mizbeach, because you have to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimis, and you can't shecht it in the Heichel, so by definition, you have to walk. You have to do a halacha, and since you have to do a halacha, a machshav of pigul is going to work by a chatas HaPnimi. The Amar Rav Shimon, I Rav Shimon said, Kol she'ein ala Mizbeach HaChitzon kishlamim ein chayevin ala mishum pigul. Why is Rav Shimon even talking about halacha by a chatas HaPnimi? I thought we just said at the top of the daf that Rav Shimon learns all the halachos of pigul from shlamim. Just like shlamim is brought entirely on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so too, only something that's brought entirely on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is going to be subject to the law of pigul. So chatas hapnimi, according to Rav Shimon, shouldn't be subject to pigul at all. So says the Gemara. So says the Gemara, and the assumption also is that if a machshavas pigul is only valid or only hurts by a carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, like a carbon shlamim, so too a machshava shelo lishma should also only hurt when it is had legabe a carbon that is brought all by the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Says the Gemara, Samar of Yosi, Rav Chanina, moda haya lifsal mikal v'chomer. Now, that he knows that the chatas hapnimi is subject to disqualification or invalidation for a bad machshava because of a kal v'chomer. And over here, we have to read Rashi inside, because the Gemara is sort of shifting its framework a little bit. So the Rashi, about halfway down, moda hu lifsal, nihi de'ein ben pigol le'eschayiv kares alechiloso. Yes, he agrees that there is no halacha of pigol per se, and that there is no chi of kares. Why? Because he learns the halacha of pigol from shlamim, and only karbanos which are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon are subject to pigol. So yes, pigol doesn't apply in that there is no chi of kares. Aval modu de machshava chutz lezmano poslosom mikal v'chomer. But he is mode that the machshava chutz lezman, it's enough to invalidate the karban, even though it's not enough to trigger the chi of kares because there's a kal v'chomer. V'chanami avi motzi l'trutzei le'anan b'machshava shalol l'shma kaimina de poslobu. We could also simply answer that we're not talking about a machshava's pigol at all. How is it that a machshava could pass by the chatas hapnimi? Maybe we're not talking about pigle. Maybe we're talking about a machshava shalal lishma. Ela deboy Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina lashmina the machshava chutz lizmano posul Rabbi Shimon. But the Gemara here is teaching us a chiddush that even though Rabbi Shimon says that pigle doesn't apply, what he means is that pigle with its chiyuv kares doesn't apply. Pigle with the ability, however, to invalidate the carbon, to passel the carbon, would apply your makal v'chomer. And what's the makal v'chomer? As follows. Umah shelo lishma shoch shuru b'shlamim. Madach machshava shelo lishma, which is not a problem by shlamim. Passel b'chatas, it passels by a chatas. Chutz lizmano, a machshava chutz lizmano, sheposel b'shlamim, that actually passels the carbon shlamim. Ain't a din sheyifsel b'chatas? Isn't it a kal v'chomer that it should passel by chatas? And Rashi points out again the that aposel b'shlamim chutz lizmano aposel b'shlamim umiu kares lo nafgalu b'mina lo nafgalon bo minei da kal v'chomer mikach shelo l'shma asi v'dayo lova ben adin lios kenidon. What we see from here is that a machshava of pigol by a chatas hapnimi definitely passels. However, we don't learn the chi of kares. Why don't we learn the chi of kares? Because the foundation for the kal v'chomer is a machshava shelo l'shma, and by we have a principle of dayo that you can't have the learned part of the kal v'chomer more strict than the source of the kal v'chomer. The source of the kal v'chomer shelo l'shma is something that doesn't have a chi of kares. Therefore, the thing that we learn from the source can't have a chi of kares because it can't be more stringent than the source of the kal v'chomer. But we see, anyway, the point is that we see a kal v'chomer that at least the machshava spigel should passel by a chatas apnimis. Now, says the Gemara, v'yashkon chutz lizmano. So I have a good kal v'chomer for chutz lizmano. Chuslim koma minola. And how do we know about if you have a machshava of chuslim koma by a chatas apnimis? Says the Gemara, Seimi chutz lizmano, if you want to learn it from chutz lizmano, ma'ala chutz lizmano shakein chares. How could I learn from chutz lizmano? Chutz lizmano has a stringency because in ordinary circumstances, it's enough to trigger a chi of chares. And imi shelo lishma, and if we learn it shelo lishma, shakein noeg babama. That the halacha of shelo lishma is no egg by a bama. So what type of bum are we talking about? So Rashi fills us in, two lines up from where they get wide. But korban bumas yachid, we're talking about a korban that's brought on a bumas yachid, b'shas hetera bumos. There were different periods in history, some of which where it was permissible to bring a korban on a bumma outside the site of the Beis HaMikdash, wherever somebody would erect a bumas yachid, they could bring a korban yachid. Shaharei shinu kodeshu, Tomer, that in other words, shelo lishma is noeg by a bama, because if you have a shinu kodesh, if you have in mind that a korban that you're shechting should actually be a different korban, then that is a problem by a bama. Tomer b'chutzlim komo, you can't learn chutzlim komo from that. De lo she'ein mechitza b'bama v'kala bika v'kala bika mimkoma v'ad sofa olam. And in other words, what Rashi is saying is that Rashi explaining the Gemara saying is that lishma is noeg by a bama. That if I have in mind ishinu kodesh by a bama, that's a problem. If I have in mind ishinu makom by a bama, obviously that's not a problem because there's no such thing ishinu makom by a bama. The bama by definition could be wherever I want it to be. So says the Gemara, shelo lishman b'may noeg. Where is shelo lishma an issue even? It's bepesach v'chatas. It's by a Pesach and Chatas. And we're saying that I can't learn something because it's noeg by a Bama. Bama has nothing to do with Pesach and Chatas. Pesach and Chatas, but Bama lo karvu. That Pesach and Chatas were not brought on a Bama at all, because what could be brought on a Bama, Pesach and Chatas were not brought on the Bama, and therefore it's not Akasha that shelo lishma is more chomer mechutzlim komo, because lishma is shayich by bamos and chutzlim komo is not shayich by bamos, because also lishma is only shayich by a chatas and a pesach that cannot be brought on a bama. Why couldn't they be brought on a bama? Because only a korban nedava could be brought on a bama. And the Pesach is not a korban adama, obviously, nor is a chatas. The chatas you're bringing because of a sin, to atone for a sin. You're not bringing it You're not bringing it as a karban nedava at all. The Karen Ora says that that when we say that the Pesach and the Chatos can't be brought on the Bama, means that it can't be brought on a Bama's Yachid, but it can be brought on a Bama's Sibur. But in any event, the Gemara's question is, why are you worried about some stringencies that Lishma has over Chutzlum Komo by a Bama? Lishma is only shayich by karbanos that can't be brought on a Bama anyway. So says the Gemara, Vibas Ema, Hekeshu, oh, it's a Hekesh, and also Eme Shivan ala Hekesh. So Shlishi Zechutz Lizmano. It talks about by the Psukim of Machshava Spigel, it says, if you have in mind to eat it on the Yom HaShlishi, that means if you have a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano. Pigol Zechutz Limkomo. Then when it says Pigol, it's a reference to Chutz Limkomo. And that's how I know that Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Limkomo apply here. And you can't ask, what about Chutz Lizmano, where there's a Chi of Kareis, Vashenke by Chutz Limkomo? The point is, as Rashi explains, now that we have a Hekesh, Ein Meshivan ala Hekesh. So if we're learning it out from a Kal V'Chomer, then I could ask on the Kal V'Chomer. If I'm learning it out from the Hekesh, I can no longer ask from a Hekesh. Or I can no longer ask on a Hekesh, I should say. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So Amar Rava. So Im Tim Tzolomar, Reb Shimon Savar La Kibrei. So if we want to say that Reb Shimon holds like his son, Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Beinu Ulam Umlevzbeach Tzafon, that between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is considered to be Tzafon. So over here, it's an area that's kosher for the Shechita of Kachay Kachim, like a Chatas. So there happens to be a very good diagram here in the Art Scroll, which shows the layout of the Ulam and where the Mizbeach is in the Azara. So just to refresh, the way the Beis HaMikdash was set up, there was the Azara, and then there was the Ulam, and then there was the Heichal. So the Azara opened up into the Ulam, which opened up into the Heichal, and the Mizbeach was in the center, sort of on the northern side of the Azara, but opposite the entrance to the Ulam. And there was space between the end of the Mizbeach and the northern end of the Azara. That was, again, the Mizbeach is here and the Ulam is here. So this space to the north of the Mizbeach is going to be fine, is going to be kosher for Shechitas Karban. The question is, what about the space north of the Mizbeach, but sort of northwest of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, but north of the Mizbeach? Are you able to shecht an animal there or not? So Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says, yes, you are, because even though you have to shecht animals in what's called Tzafon, that is considered to be Tzafon. So if Rabbi Shimon holds like his son, then Imach Shava Moelas Balachas Chatos Hapanimius Elami Pesach Ulam Ulefnim. Then, if you have in mind Imach Shava during the Halacha, by the Chatos Hapanimi, let's say then you shecht the Karban just due north of the Mizbeach. So and then you're walking to the Ulam. You're walking west to the Ulam. So if you have in mind the Machshava between the Makam Hashchita and the Ulam, that Machshava is not going to passel. You know why? Because it's not a required halacha. Because you could have shechted the animal right at the entrance to the Ulam, and that would have been fine. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, if Rabbi Shimon holds like his son, that is a kosher place to shecht the animal. However, once you're walking through the Ulam to the Mizbeach HaPnimis, then the Machshava does passel, because that halacha cannot be done away with. So says the Gemara, Vimtim Salomar, and again, first wide line, Vimtim Salomar Savarlak Rabbi Yehuda, and if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Demar Tochazara Mekadesh, that Tochazara is Mekadesh Kamo the Mizbeach, just like that there is no requirement that you actually sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach Achitzon, you could sprinkle the blood anywhere in the Heichal. So Emach Shava Moelas Balacha Siluk Bazikin, if you want to say that Tochazara Mekadesh, right, like the Mizbeach, so that you could put, we're talking about the Lavona and the Bazikin, anywhere in the Azara, not only on the Mizbeach Achitzon, ein machshava mo'elas balacha siluk bazichin ela mi pesach heichal ulechutz. That that there is no such thing as a machshava of pigul by the removal of the spoons of the lavona from the shulchan, except from the Pesach Heichal, and except for the Pesach Heichal and outwards. So what does this mean? So Rashi over here says that ein machshava mo'eles. So this is about 10, 12 lines up. So the Reb Shimon v'alachas vazich lechem apanim shematirnas alechem, the vazich, the removal of the spoons by the lechem apanim, is what is matir the lechem apanim for eating. Kedama matir es abasar, just like the blood of a carbon, that's matir the meat of the carbon. Ukechometz hamatir es ashirayim v'alechem mispagel b'machshavas avodas abazichin, and the lechem can be mispagel for eating if you have a bad machshava during the removal of the spoons. Hol vein matiran. Reb Shimon Ikra Yuda Savarla, Ein Machshavas Halacha Moeles Balifsol, Elami Pesach Heichal Ulechutz, Meshegiel Pesach Heichal, Achemegiel Etsias Ulam, the Ritzbas Hazara Shalafanav. Only in the Ulam. Why? The Bechol Heichal Lo Mahani Machshava, that when you're in the Heichal, the Machshava doesn't help, or doesn't hurt, rather. Sharei Kol Heichal Kosher Lo Shiv Sham Shulchan, the Sadr Alav El Pesach Ulam. Ki azara sfira lan umina ulam alachutz nami lo mahani machshava ba'alacha sharei efshar laktira ritzbas azara miyad im yirtze nimtze salach alam azbeach shalo letzorech. So again, what do you do by the vazichin? You take them from the shulchan and you bring them to the azbeach hachitzon. But if you hold that the shulchan could be anywhere in the heichal, and if you hold that you don't actually have to bring it to the mizbeach hachitzon, you could put it anywhere in the azara. So the whole time that you're walking in the heichal and in the azara is not necessarily required. Therefore, a machshava doesn't passel; it only passels in the ulam itself. Vim dim salomar savar k'dushas heichal v'ulam chadu. And if you want to say that k'dushas heichal and the k'dushas ulam are one and the same, ein machshava mo'eles elami pesach ulam ulechutz. Then, and Ivim Tim Salomar Tocha Pesach Kilifnim, and if you want to say that the Pesach Ulam is like inside, Ein Machshava Mo'eles Afilu Psia Achas, because as a machlokas, can I put stuff in the Ulam itself, or does it have to be Dafka Me'echel? And the whole point of this is that so long as I don't have to put the Kalim far away, and I don't have to walk a lot in the Azara, whatever I do walk is considered to be a halacha shelo letzorech, and therefore a machshava of pigul is not going to passel the avodah, is not going to passel the karban. So it says the Gemara, ein machshava moeles afilu psiachas ela b'chtei hoshatas yado. The only time you could have a machshava pigul is literally when you stretch your hand from the Pesach Ulam into the Heichal. Vim tim salomar sover halacha shalom berega lo shmo halacha ein machshava moeles klal. And if you want to say that any halacha shalom berega, which we'll see at the end, is not a halacha at all, there is no passeling machshava here, because you could have the shulchan right near the entrance you could have the shulchan in the ulam, frankly, and the Pesach of the ulam is considered to be like the ulam. When you stick your hand out into the azara to drop the lavona there, that's not a problem, because sticking your hand out is not considered to be a halacha for any purposes. All right, says the Gemara Vayter. Omale Abaye laOmre de Rav Chista. So Abaye said to the speaker of Rav Chista, that was the one, the Meturgaman, who would broadcast the Shiurim. So boy, my name Rav Chista. Halacha bezar mahu. What's the halacha if a zar does halacha? Is it kosher or not? Omale Ksheira, he says it's kosher. Mikram imikram misayeni, and a pasuk supports me. It says v'yishchetu esa pesach v'yizruku akohanim esadam miyadam. That they would shech the Korban Pesach, and who shechs the Korban Pesach? Shechitas Ksheira Bizar, and the Kohanim would take the blood from the hands of the people who shechted the Korban, and the Leviim would be mafshit. The Leviim would flay the animal. So over here we have the Zar shechting, the Zar walking the blood over to the Kohen, and then the Kohen doing this Rika. So we see that Halacha is Ksheira Bizar. So must have Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha, but we have a Brisa that says not that way. Zarva Onain, a Zar and an Onain flipping to Yadala and on the base. Shikur, a Kohen, that's a Shasa Yayin. Ubal Mum, Bekabala, Baholacha, Bizrika, Puzzle. One of the things that it puzzles is by Holacha, Vechain Yoshev, Vechain Smol. And also if a guy does the Avoda sitting, or if he does the Avoda with his left hand, it puzzles the Avoda. Tiyufta. So we see that halacha does have to be done with a kohen. Says the Gemara, Varav Chista Krakamar, that Rav Chista brought a pasuk to teach me that the kohen, that the zor is allowed to do halacha. How could you now bring a brisa that says that the zor is not allowed to do halacha? So says the Gemara, David Maisa Itztava. No. Who says that the guy who shechs the korban is walking the blood over to the kohen? Maybe he's just standing there and the kohen takes it from him and the kohen walks it to the mizbeach. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damri Tavayu, Halacha Bazar, the Halacha Bazar, Machlokas Reb Shimon Rabbanan. It's a Machlokas Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon, the Amar Avoda, Shefshar Lavatla, Lav Avodai. Reb Shimon, who holds it Avoda, which you can do away with because you don't necessarily have to have a Halacha if you shech the Korban right up by the Mizbeach, is not really considered an Avoda. And that's why a Machshavas Pigel doesn't hurt by that Avoda. So therefore, it's going to be Ksheira Bazar. The Rabbanan, Psula, however, according to the Rabbanan, it's going to be puzzle, because by the Rabbanan, even though there are instances in which you can do away with the Avoda, still it's a bona fide Avoda, and therefore it's going to be puzzle bizarre. Samar le'abaya v'ashchita d'avoda she'yef sh'levat lo k'sheira bizarre. Really is the criteria for kashrus bizarre and Avoda that you can't dispense with, that a shchita is an Avoda, obviously that's indispensable, because without the shchita, the rest of it never gets going, and shchita is k'sheira bizarre. Samar le'shchita lav avoda hi. Shchita is lav avoda. What does it mean, lav avoda? We keep talking about four avodas. There's shchita, and there's the kabbalah, and there's the halakha, and there's the zrika. Tosfos explains what it means is, shchita is not unique to karbanos. Because if you're a Jew and you want to eat meat, you have to shech the animal. So shchita shayich both by chulin and by kachim. Therefore, it is and a czar obviously is able to shech an animal for personal consumption. Therefore, he's able to do the shchita by kachim as well. So says the Gemara v'lo, v'yamar Rav Zera amarav shchitas para aduma bizar shchitas para, which is the para aduma bizar psula shchitas para aduma by a czar is pasul. V'yamar Rav Allah. Elazar v'chuka k'siv bay, because it says Elazar lagabe the shchita of the karba of the parah aduma, and it also says chuka, and wherever it says chuka, it's ma'akev. So we know that only somebody like Elazar, in other words, only a kohen, can shech the parah aduma. Says the Gemara, Shani Para the Kache Beda Kabayasu. The Para Duma is different because it's Kache Beda Kabayas. In other words, Rashi explains the reason that the Kohen asked the Shech the Para Duma is not because it's considered to be an Avoda. It's not an Avoda at all because there is no Kedushas HaMizbeach. Rather, there's only Kedushas Damim. There's only Kedushas Damim. So the reason that the Kohen has to do the Shechita is because of the Gzeiras HaKosav. It's got nothing to do with the Avoda. Says the Gemara, V'lav Kol Dechenu. Isn't there a Kal V'chomer though? Kachei Bedek Abayis, Havi Avoda. By Kachei Bedek Abayis, by the Parah Aduma, we're saying that it's got to be done by a Kohen. Kachem is Beach Lav Avodi, and all of a sudden by Kachem is Beach, which is a higher level of Kedusha, the Kohen doesn't have to do the Shechita. Samar Rav Shisha, Berei de Ravidi, Midi Davi, Amaris Nagoim. Yeah, it's like Maris Nagoim. The Lav Avodi, Uboi Kuhuna, that it's not Navoda, yet it requires Kuhuna. Also over here, the Shechita of the Parah Aduma is not Navoda, but it requires kahuna. Says the Gemara, V'arei halachas evarim lakeves. The halachas evarim of an ola, or the emurim of other kabanos, bringing those to the ramp of the mizbeach, where they would ultimately be brought to the mizbeach and then burned. The avoda she'efshar levatlehi, which is an avoda that you can get away with. Why? Because if you shech the animal right at the side of the mizbeach, there is no halacha to the mizbeach. Upsula bazar, but it's puzzle if a czar does it. Dichsev vehikriv hakoein es hakol vehikter hamizbecha viamarmar zu halacha sevarim. This is the halacha of the evarim shel ola lekeves to the ramp of the mizbeach. So if your criteria for requiring a kohen is that it has to be an avoda that's indispensable, why by the hakravas emurim and the evarim to the mizbeach do we require a kohen? You could dispense with the avoda if you shech the animal right at the foot of the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Hecha de Gali, Vecha de Lo Gali, where the pasuk says kohen, then I need a kohen. Where the pasuk doesn't say explicitly kohen, then the rule is, if it's an indispensable avoda, then I require kahuna. If it's not an indispensable avoda, then I don't require kahuna. Says the Gemara, V'lav kol dechenu, but again, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Uma holacha sevorim lekeves, zelo ma'akva kapara, It's not part of the kapara. The kapara is done already by the zrikas hadam. So it's not part of the kapara, boikuna. Then I do require a coin. Holochas dam, by the holocha of the blood, the ma'akva kapara, where it's ma'akiv the kapara because it precedes the zrika, which is the mechaper, lo kolshkein. So isn't it certainly the case that I should require a coin? Say it's marnami. So we learn, amar ula, amar of Elazar, holocha Bazar psula, that afilu l'Rav Shimon, that the halacha of a zar is pasul even according to Rav Shimon. In other words, Rav Shimon sort of has a dichotomy. Even though it's an avoda that you could do away with, and therefore a machshavas pigel during that avoda is not going to invalidate the karban, still, because of the kal v'chomer that we saw from Holacha Sevarim, because it is ma'akev as part of the kapara, if it is done by a zar, it is going to be invalidated. All right, so we'll leave off here. The rabbi's back, thank God, tomorrow, and he'll pick up with the sugya of Halacha Shelo Beregel.